Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. India's Tata and Airbus form joint helicopter venture. Tata Group will be responsible for the establishment of an Indian final assembly line, FAL, for Airbus H125 helicopters. During the visit of French President Emmanuel Macron, India's Foreign Secretary Vinay Vatra announced that Tata Group, a major Indian concern, will collaborate with France's aerospace giant Airbus to manufacture civilian helicopters. New Delhi's top diplomat informed the members of the press that there has been an agreement between the two corporations to manufacture H-125 helicopters, emphasizing the inclusion of a substantial portion of indigenous and local components. The companies are currently engaged in a collaborative effort to construct C-295 transport aircraft in Gujarat, the home state of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. According to the statement released by Airbus, Tata Group will be responsible for the establishment of an Indian final assembly line, FAL, for Airbus H-125 helicopters. The setup process is expected to take approximately 2 years, with deliveries scheduled to commence in 2026. Airbus also stated exporting these helicopters to the third countries is also an option for a new joint venture. However, the exact manufacturing location is yet to be determined by both parties involved. France is not only a significant exporter of civil aviation products to India but also the second largest provider of arms to the country. The Indian Air Force has relied on French fighter jets for many years. French President Emmanuel Macron was on official visit to India on Thursday and Friday to attend Republic Day celebrations, held annually on January 26. The purpose of his visit included engaging in discussions related to the defense sector, with an emphasis on exploring the potential collaboration between Safran, a French multinational company, and India on the production of jet engines. Safran, headquartered in Paris, has expressed complete willingness, according to India's ambassador to France, Jawad Ashraf, to undertake the task with a total transfer of technology in the areas of design, development, certification, and production. CFM International, a U.S.-French manufacturer of aircraft engines, also announced that it has entered into a partnership with Indian airline Akasa Air. The agreement involves the sale of over 300 LEAP-1B engines to support 150 Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. Along with the engines, the deal includes spare engines and a services contract, as stated by Akasa Air. Previously, the Mumbai-based airline had placed an order for 76 LEAP-1B-powered 737-8 aircraft, with 22 of them already in operation. During President Macron's visit, some other important agreements were also made. One of these was a letter of intent between the Indian Ministry of Defence and the Armed Forces of France regarding a defence space partnership. Additionally, a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, was signed between New Space India Limited, NSIL, and France's Arianespace SAS concerning space technology. Furthermore, the two countries agreed to designate 2026 as the India-France Year of Innovation. France is keen to bolster collaboration with India across various sectors, from energy to space and defence, and Macron's visit to New Delhi comes just 6 months after Prime Minister Modi attended France's Bastille Day parade as the guest of honour. During that trip, the two countries drew up a bilateral roadmap for the next 25 years. France is eager to enhance cooperation with India in a number of areas, including energy, space, and defence. Macron's trip to New Delhi took place merely 6 months following Prime Minister Modi's attendance at France's Bastille Day parade as the distinguished guest. During that visit, the two nations devised a collaborative plan for the next quarter century. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.